What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shoot, yeah, it's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are 28 and a half minutes from Rangers pregame show here on your home of the 2023 champs. CY joined us back there at 4:20, said a number of things. And to give you the latest on the Rangers news and more, here's Wolchuk with that proper round trip.
Yeah, one of the bigger takeaways was the Tyler Mahle news, and he's not expected back before the All-Star break. And who knows, it could end up being longer there. Now, Evan Grant added to this conversation that the Mahle situation means the Rangers now can't capitalize on his hot start if needed at the deadline, which we had discussed. On the other hand, though, he's not going to end up reaching his big incentive package, which was $5 million for innings. Ooh. So that all but assures the Rangers won't go over the threshold, which might even give them more wiggle room ahead of the deadline if needed. So that's big. I mean, it's a killer because it's like, damn it, that sucks. And if you were sellers, that's probably one of your better trade chips. But it's also, okay, that's, you're not going to go over the threshold now, which was a big concern, so maybe you're all right. Maybe that opens you up to make some more moves.
This is significant. You know, they were really hopeful that somebody would take Dane Dunning's, what is that, $2 million
yes.
salary?
Yeah.
Just because they're so up against it and Ray is so determined to not go over. So I would not be surprised if that creates the wiggle room to make something happen.
Yeah, because it's 3 years in a row. MLB has a weird deal with that where it ends up costing you more money and then it resets. So if they don't go over the threshold this year,
yeah,
they can end up doing it next year and the year after. But it's like the 3 year in a row deal is what Ray doesn't want to go over.
You lose draft picks and then there's multipliers. Like once you're over 3 years in a row, you're writing a massive check. You know, as does it double from year one to year three?
I think so.
Something like that.
Yes. Yeah. It's a massive amount of money. It will be the lefty Trevor Rogers, who was absolutely
marvelous,
incredible
last time out
earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And there's no Evan Carter, of course. Now, Evan Carter usually not going to be in the lineup anyway when it comes to taking on a lefty pitcher, but he's not in the lineup. Thoughts and prayers with Evan Carter's family. CY let us know. Death in the family, so he's going to be away from the team for a few days. Sam Haggerty will be leading off. Corey Seager's playing short. Marcus Semien, he is up to third in the lineup, playing second. Adolis Garcia batting cleanup and right. Jonah Heim DHing. Justin Foscue will be playing first base tonight. Josh Young at third. Kyle Higashioka catching. And it'll be Hellman, who is up in place of Wyatt Langford, that will be playing center field. But no Josh Smith. I'm sure Josh Smith could go ahead and pinch hit, but maybe just a scheduled day off for Smitty, who's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's one. I get the lefty situation, but it's hard to imagine leaving him out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, goodness gracious, Broadus, you brought it up to CY.
Yeah.
The play at first base, just what an incredible weekend of Josh Smith at first base, making play after play after play.
Yeah,
I'd be like really Foscue over Josh Smith.
You got to get Foscue at bats. I mean, he's up here, so I mean, you got to get him in the lineup.
Has
and he, I guess
has
you want to rest
hit
Smith.
Yet? He hasn't had a hit. Yet.
Foscue's been he's kind of, I think, in his own head with this now.
Yeah,
because he's in a bit of an 0-for slump.
Yeah.
And maybe tonight's the night. We can only pray for Justin Foscue to get out of this thing. But I'm sure Justin, as soon as Wyatt's ready to go and Jake Berger, which we did get positive signs, Berger's going to go on a rehab assignment this weekend. That'll be good. Now, when it comes to over the weekend, you know, Jacob DeGrom's been brilliant. He's going to be pitching later on in the series again. But the Vandy boys crushed it. Kamar Rocker, 6 innings, 2-run ball on Saturday. Jack Leiter, 6 of 1-run ball. Career high in Ks with 7 punch-outs. That was badly needed, because if those guys have rough starts and then you go extra innings, my God, the state of this bullpen would have been even more in a bad shape than it already is.
Yeah, Jack did something he hadn't done in the previous starts. He didn't go deep into counts.
And no walks.
Yeah, he was able to kind of, you know, it's when Jack Leiter gets in trouble when he's 3-2 in a lot of counts.
Yeah.
And he was able to control his pitch count was really, really good. He had good command of his slider that day. I mean, it was really fun to watch him go at it.
All right, so ESPN did a fun thing where they had all of their insiders go ahead and do a mock draft, because we're closing in July 13th.
The Rangers have the 12th overall pick in this draft.
Yes, they do. So Jeff Passan ends up being the Rangers general manager in this scenario. Rangers on the clock at number 10.
That's Eric's buddy.
They take right fielder slash catcher out of Auburn, Ike Irish. Passan says the Rangers need fast-moving bats, and Irish is coming off the best offensive season of any draft-eligible hitter. Whether he winds up at catcher, right field, or first base remains up in the air, but for a Rangers team without a clear long-term solution at any of those three spots, he fits. That sounds like a perfect guy right up our alley. And, hey, CY kind of off-air talked to us a little bit about it's a deep draft.
Deep draft.
Like there's not a consensus.
Kind of like
end up getting
the NFL
a great player
draft.
At 1 or 20. Yeah.
Kind of like the NFL draft, that player 6 might be the same as player 26.
And I think it was they drafted a catcher last year, and that might be their catcher of the future. But, hey, first base, you don't have a solution, and we'll see what happens then in right
team.
Field.
Yeah.
So I like this. I mean, that could be a versatile piece. Gage Wood, by the way. There was a trade, 14th overall. Oakland moves up with the Rays, and they take the guy at Arkansas, Gage Wood, that we were fawning over just a couple of weeks ago. So he certainly helped his stock with that incredible College World Series performance. No question.
It's incredible right now with this NBA trade deadline over an hour old that there isn't big stuff happening, right? It's a bunch of role player type deals.
Yeah, I mean, Memphis news.
The Nuggets have traded Michael Porter Jr., right, to Brooklyn
for
Cam Johnson.
Yeah, and an unprotected first-round pick in a few years. The D'Angelo Russell deal.
And 13 for D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's officially a Mav, and they have him in the jersey number 4 in the graphic. So, for whatever that's worth.
Okay.
For whatever that's worth.
I'm excited for this mock draft, though, as it's a year where anywhere inside the top 20 you could get as good of a player sitting inside the top 5.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's exciting, and the Rangers certainly need all the young, youthful help that they can get. And now, I mean, we're starting to see players get called up earlier than ever. I mean, if they show that they're ready to go, we just saw it with Wyatt Langford. Evan Carter certainly spent a few years developing, but, you know, Josh Young was able to move up the ranks pretty darn quick, so we'll see. I mean, maybe these guys end up being able to impact you sooner than later. Aaron Judge, he homered twice yesterday, blowout win over the A's. He's got 30 home runs on the season, but he had Yankees history. The 30-plus times that he has homered now before the All-Star game are on 4 different years, which now surpasses Lou Gehrig for the most multi-homer games in Yankees franchise history, according to MLB.com. He's got 44 multi-homer games, which puts him 2 games behind Mickey Mantle and a crazy 24 games back of Babe Ruth. But at this crazy pace that Aaron Judge is at, he might end up breaking this thing.
Hey, Wolchuk, speaking of homers, Rangers had a good weekend against Cal Raleigh, didn't they?
They did. Cal Raleigh did not hit any.
He did not kill you.
He did not. They did a good job against Cal Raleigh. And the good thing for the Rangers offensively is Corey Seager.
Yeah.
3 straight games with a home run. He's starting to get hot. Hopefully that's hot at the right time right there.
Yep.
That's what we can hope for. And then finally here, Rob Manfred. He's floating out the idea of a free agent signing deadline at the CBA negotiations. So he said all other sports have free agency. It's about a month. There's lots of bidders. It's a great marketing opportunity for the sport. We're talking about it in the NBA right now. Players have their choice of where to go. It's all positive. Our free agency in baseball is like a death march. It starts the day after the World Series, and you look up in February when teams are about to report to spring training, you still have really, really good players still wandering around the landscape. So he wants to try and get somewhat of an incentive here where teams go ahead and make sure that they've got to sign their guys in November and December, and we don't have just a lingering period now where, like,
he doesn't
we were talking
want the
about,
negative news going
yeah,
into training
well,
camp.
And he wants to keep buzz going.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes sense. I mean, I get
he's paying attention.
I get what he's saying here. I mean, that'd probably be a smart move for the sport.
Yeah.
And we're looking for all ways possible to, you know, get more eyeballs and more entertainment here with Major League Baseball. Any more NBA news, or are we good?
No, that should pretty much
nothing
cover it for
popping.
Now. Well, I mean, shout out to Shams. Yeah. He's, I guess he's kind of coming out of the gates 1-0 versus Chris Haynes.
So is Haynes now the big competition? Shams versus Haynes?
I think so, because there was a guy, free agent forward Jake LaRavia. Shams had reported that he agreed to a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Lakers. Chris Haynes reported same deal, but to remain with the Kings. And
ooh.
Shams is correct. So, I guess he's kind of 1-0.
Still the top of the food chain. Mayor Shams getting it done.
Him,
okay, there is probably another handful of smaller NBA deals to pass along. The latest with a big day once again in football and what we learned from CY coming up next here. It's the GBAG Nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fan. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at the Globe. Thank you, Lucius. Great work today, sir.
That's segment's a save and a half right there.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. We have Rangers baseball coming up here with the pregame at 6:30, guys. And George Pickens taking more shots at the Steelers. He's called them the cheapest organization. He said he demanded out, then he deleted those tweets. But today on Instagram, Minka Fitzpatrick posted an update of him going to Miami. And George Pickens jumped in the comments and said, super happy for you, broski, and, you know, good things are ahead. So, you know, I think the Steelers is another one of those organizations that is, you know, kind of doing what the Cowboys do with being cheap and dragging things out. But they're actually willing to move on from their players, as they're showing in pretty big ways once again. I don't know how I'd feel if I was a Steelers fan today, though. It's Minka Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. We gave up George Pickens for a three. Now they won't get a deal done with T.J. Watt. Yeah. You know, I guess it just goes to show that the way the Cowboys go about doing things is not that uncommon.
Well, it's about, you know, the family. It's a family-run business there. The Rooney family has owned the Steelers, you know, for decades now. And, you know, paying players, they've always had a really good scouting department. They've always felt comfortable going that route if they have to. They lean on that pretty heavily. And, you know, they've made a decision. They just do not want to, you know, they just don't want to overextend themselves with any extra bits of having to pay, you know, huge signing bonuses or anything like that. They've paid players in the past, but yeah, not to the level where we've seen, you know, the teams that have talented rosters like them, the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia will pay their players. You know, Pittsburgh is like, listen, we'll move on. We'll take picks and we'll do the best we can.
It's got to be great to be Philadelphia knowing that nobody else in the league is really financially committed like you are. So when you think about adding a player like Jalen Ramsey, it's not we're getting rid of a contract so we can add a contract. Mm-hmm. It's we're blowing up the future whenever that day arrives so we can add as many good players as we are right now. But, I mean, the winners take draft picks and trade for Pro Bowlers and All-Pros. You know, the everybody else is just managing this thing with an obsession over that annual pie. The Eagles are just throwing money at things until they get championships. Now they've been to, what, three Super Bowls in the last decade and won two of them? Sure. Proof's in the pudding. Malley out for a while is what CY told us a couple of years ago. He said we don't expect him back anytime soon. That could be devastating. How close to the edge of giving up are you? I know in 2023 we all gave up at some point in September. Maybe that's exactly what this team needs, is just us officially giving up. I feel some give up here tonight at the Globe. You know, and maybe a season and a half post-championship is the breaking point here for this fan base. Though, pretty good crowd coming in. And, you know, as you see in baseball, the second half and the first half aren't necessarily, you know, destined to be the same thing. But, yeah, Malley out, and it sounded like there's a decent chance that could be a significant period of time, maybe even season-ending. FanGraph says right now your chances of making the playoffs are at 20%. So that one hurts. D'Angelo Russell has been officially added to the Dallas Mavericks. His free agency is off and running, and that was about the worst-kept secret in the entire league over the weekend and into today. But the Mavs have added him, and what I found out here looking into this situation is Russell isn't the player from earlier in his career where he was hell-bent on trying to become a superstar and hit his potential as a second overall pick. I think he's now become veteran who is looking to continue his career by being a part of a system instead of trying to be the guy all the time.
And that's encouraging. That's exactly what I want to hear. And he does have a player option for the second year.
There you go.
Jordan Clarkson bought out with the Utah Jazz. I don't think that's going to be an option for the Mavericks because they've used their mid-level exception. But he was earlier, before the D'Angelo Russell thing became official, also on the cards. Right now, I think it comes down to which trade do you want to pick. There's got to be several options available to the Mavs, and if they get this trade right, balance the roster, then I think this could be a really exciting summer and lead up until training camp. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup back home, Master Control 75 and 52. Just went 4.5 flawless. Once again, the man's got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Carter Freeman for coordinating your video. You can watch us every day at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And thanks to Brian Broaddus and Eric Chiafalo and Zach Wolchuk. I'm Gavin Dawson. Back tomorrow, Rangers Player Show at 3:20. Till then, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.